This is a grim moment, I want to tell you right now.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Phil Call Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Jimmy Stewart. Now, with baseball's hot stove league already perusing the reports from the spring training camps, we bring you the chief masseur of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bing Crosby.
Ken, haven't you heard?
No, what?
I don't rub down the Pittsburgh team anymore. I've been promoted.
Really?
Yeah, I'm scouting for the team.
Oh, you go out in the sticks to look for new players, huh?
No, I go out in the woods and feel trees, see if they make good bats. See, you'll get that good, tough balsam.
Yes, well, that's quite a job, a tree feeler.
Yes, and if I make good next year, they're going to let me go out and feel cows, see if they'll make good catcher's mitts.
Bing, for the moment...
The band's ahead of us.
They really are. We'll make them wait, though. For the moment, getting back to those trees, how can you tell if one will make a good bat?
Ken, I never could do it alone.
No.
But I've got two very talented woodpeckers working with me, and they tap.
Well, good luck to you, Bing, and I hope next year you're promoted to cows.
Thank you.
By the way, here it comes.
Yes. Stand by, Ben.
Yeah, stand by. What part of a cow do they make baseball gloves out of?
The part with the built-in fingers, of course. Ken, let's stop this baseball chatter while I join the Rhythm Ayers and John Scott Trotter in a bouncy bit of musical real estate titled 160 Acres. Come, children.
I got 160 acres in the valley. I've got 160 acres of the best. Got a cold stove there that'll cook three square, and a bunk where I can lay me down to rest.
Up at dawn to greet the dawn, I've forgotten what a care or worry means. Head for home when day is done, and the pocket money's jingling in my jeans.
I've got 160 acres full of sunshine. I've got 160 million stars above. Got an old paint house. I'm the guy what's boss on the 160 acres that I love.
I've got 160 acres in a bag.
Use kids is loaded.
I've got 160 acres of the bed.
Who holds the mortgage?
Got a gold stove there that'll cook three square, and a bunk where I can lay me down to rest.
Up at dawn, to see the sun.
High as sun.
I've forgotten what a care or worry means. Head for home.
I'm going home.
When day is done.
I got 160 acres full of sunshine. I got 160 million stars above me.
Got an old paint house. I'm the guy who's boss on the 160 acres that I love.
On the 160 acres
entertaining, Bing and Rhythm Ayers. A lot of work, too. 160 acres sure is a lot of land.
A lot.
Sure.
Oh, up in Nevada, 160 acres is just a little mud on your boots.
Well, I know, but down here in Southern California, that makes a pretty big ranch. I'd get lonesome on a place that big.
You wouldn't be lonesome if you carried a Philco portable while you were plowing the South 40.
You're so right, Bing. A Philco portable is great company anywhere.
Yes, sir.
Not only that, but Philco is a great company.
Oh, you're just saying that so we'll work steady, I know. I'm with you.
No, I'm...
Keep talking. I like it.
Don't worry, Bing, I will.
You're a grand boy.
Well, folks, Philco's bringing out some brand new portable radios. They not only give you powerhouse performance wherever you travel this spring, but they're plenty stylish, too. Smart sets with a smart set. Lightweight and compact, they're slick new plastic cabinets come in your choice of four different colors. They're real eye-catchers, and so is their price. Genuine Philco quality at sensationally low cost. If you're a full-time gadabout, get the new battery model. You stay-at-homes will go for the three-way jobs that play on battery, AC, or DC. But indoors or out, any of these new Philco plastic portables gives you championship performance in colorful, streamlined styles. They're tops for your money in portable radios from Philco, the leader.
One of the late, great Waller Donelson's finest songs was in the musical show Whoopi. Ruth Etting did it great.
Love me or leave me, or let me be lonely. You won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time, right time for kissing. Night time is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. To be so independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love. There's no love for nobody else. For my love is your love. I'm happy with nobody else.
Tonight's guest towel has been hung on the rack for the exclusive use of a gangling young man who's a flicker favorite with many successful starring roles to his credit. The bashful bachelor of Beverly Hills, Jimmy Stewart. Hi, Jimmy.
Howdy, Bing.
Hey, Jim. Just by way of prying into your personal affairs, tell me, how is it you've managed to remain a bachelor all these years?
Is this the Crosby program or Luella Parton?
No, I'm interested. I really am, Jimmy. How have you stayed single?
Well, I guess it's because even though I talk sort of slow, I'm very fast on my feet.
That explains it, then. I saw you at a party the other day surrounded by beautiful girls, and you were wearing cut shoes.
Yes, I... got to have them for a speedy getaway.
Naturally.
Of course, I never spike the girls. Unless I'm cornered, of course.
Well, do you wear these spike shoes all the time, Jim?
Oh, sure. The other night I was thrown out of the Macombo for scratching up the dance floor. And the cigarette girl.
Well, even though I realize that you're one of the few bachelors left in Hollywood, aren't you a little more jittery than usual?
Well, you'd be jittery too, Bing. This is leap year.
Oh, yeah. 366 Sadie Hawkins days.
You're married, aren't you, Bing?
Very.
Well, I might consider marriage if somebody could give me one good reason.
Oh, I've got four. Oh, I forgot Dixie. Five.
Now, there's something I haven't thought much about, Bing. Kids. See, I'm crazy about kids.
Then get busy.
I want that third cornet player with us all the time. He laughs more than Milton Berle's mother.
You know, Bing, I really would like to settle down, take life easy, and raise a lot of children.
I'll make up your mind, Jimmy. You want to take it easy or raise kids? They're different.
Different categories entirely.
They are.
Sure.
I thought in marriage the wife takes care of the baby.
That's a fallacy, James. Why, in my day, I've swallowed more safety pins than a busy dressmaker, and I include Ori Kelly, any of the big boys around town.
Yeah.
But I'll say one thing for Dixie. Every time I swallowed a pin, she was right there with the magnet.
You know, sometimes I wish I wasn't so darn bashful around women.
They really upset you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, be darn.
Yes, it does.
Jimmy, I've seen you in your new picture, that Northside 777. You managed to overcome your embarrassment long enough to kiss that girl. If you can kiss a gal in the movies, why can't you do it with a gal at home?
Well, it's a little dangerous, Bing. At home, I don't have a director around to yell, cut.
Yes. Some of them do hang on, as I recall.
Oh. Even in those days.
Yeah. You're just bashful with the fair sex, huh, Jim?
It's hereditary, I guess, Bing. My father was the same way. He was so bashful that when he was courting my mother back in the horse and buggy days, mother used to ride in the buggy and dad rode up with the horses.
Well, my brother, Everett, he did something like that when he was courting up in Spokane.
What's that, Bing?
Well, he couldn't afford horses, so he wouldn't date any girl who wasn't strong enough to pull the buggy.
Everett's a big, strong fella. Why would he let a girl pull the buggy?
Well, he likes to drive.
Oh.
But he was very gallant. He never used a whip.
Well, if you get a girl that's willing, you don't really need one.
Well, getting back to your dad, Jim, you say he was more bashful than you?
Oh, I guess it's about a toss-up thing.
Sort of a shy tie, huh?
Yeah. You know, I won't take a girl to the movies unless the theater's crowded.
Why a crowded theater?
Well, so we don't have to sit together.
Of course.
That runs into money.
Runs into money? What do you mean?
Two separate bags of popcorn every time.
Well, you ought to sit with your girl at the movies. And besides just one sack of popcorn, that's a lot more fun.
Really?
Sure. You see, as soon as your girl reaches in the sack for some corn, you sneak in there with her and you hold hands.
Yeah. You used to do that, Ben?
Sure. Saved plenty of loot that way, Jim. Sack of popcorn lasts me 3 or 4 months.
Oh, well, I don't see how two people can get their hands into one little sack of popcorn at the same time.
Well, it's tricky, but after you get a little butter on your hands, they slip in the sack.
That might have been okay for you, Bing, but when I go to a movie, I'm there to eat popcorn. I'm not for squeezing any salty fingers.
Oh, yeah, but you don't eat popcorn during your own pictures.
Bing.
Hmm.
Without popcorn, my pictures are nothing.
Well, move over. I don't understand how you ever escaped marriage, track shoes or not.
You know what you need, Jim?
You need a girl who's shy and retiring, just like you are.
Well, my type doesn't understand. Bing, women are getting bolder and bolder every year.
I wouldn't know. I don't get out of the house much.
Oh, you don't? You just take my word for it. They've really got a lot of nerve. Yeah, just look at those ankle-length dresses they're wearing now.
You think it takes nerve to wear one of those, huh?
Well, would you wear one?
Oh, yeah, but I'll wear anything.
Oh. I know, when a it comes to clothes, Bing, you sure are brave.
Well, it's sheer madness, not bravery.
Really?
And, Jimmy, if you'd adopt a more reckless attitude toward women, you'd be better off.
You really think
Positive. You ought to get married, Jim. See, at night when you come home, there'll be somebody at the door to throw her arms around you and shower you with affection.
Well, that's if I come home on time, of course.
This boy knows.
Sure, my parents were married, you know, Bing. I really don't need a wife. When I come home, I just like to sit by the fire all by myself and smoke.
Well, you ought to have a wife to bring you your pipe and tobacco.
Oh, I don't use tobacco.
Well, then how do you smoke?
Well, I'm absent-minded. So I'll always get a little too close to the fire.
There you are. That wouldn't happen if you had a woman around.
No, it wouldn't happen if I had a screen in front of the fireplace.
I better get a wife to watch over you, I guess.
Oh, no, don't bother, Bing. It's nearly spring, and I won't be using the fireplace much.
I insist, Jimmy. I'm going to get you married, I swear.
Oh,
the last
now,
thing I...
why don't you lay off?
A guy like you ought to be married. Now, let me see. What girl would I pick for you?
No, never mind, Bing.
Let's
now,
see. Eddie Cantor's got some daughters left over.
Cantor always has daughters left over.
Now, you don't worry. I'll find a nice gal for you, Jimmy.
What do you mean, don't worry? This whole thing's terrifying.
Nonsense, Jimmy. There's nothing to it. I'll show you how easy it is to get married.
Well, just a minute.
Don't be difficult. Just to get you ready, we'll act the whole thing out. To make things easy for you, I'll be the groom, and I'll let you be the bride.
Well, just take it easy. Take it easy. I know less about being the bride than I do about being the groom.
And you're a girl and do what comes naturally. Now, pay close attention, Jim. Mr. Carpenter, will you take charge?
Well, gladly, Bing. I do love a wedding.
Me too.
I love a parade.
All right, after the wedding, we'll have a parade. Now, stand still and stop fidgeting. You're the bride.
And so, Harry and Jim Ima were married.
Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I'm very happy, darling.
Me too, sweetheart. Come on, let's jump on the train.
And so our happy honeymooners take the train to Buffalo, New York. Niagara Falls.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, Jemima, darling, look at the falls. Aren't they beautiful? Stand over there. I want to take a snapshot of you.
Let's check in on the hotel.
Fellas at the office gave me this peachy Kodak at my bachelor dinner, and if I don't bring back lots of snaps, they'll think I just didn't want to take pictures.
Well, the girls in my office gave me a beautiful negligee to wear, and I'm dying to try it on.
I know. You run up to the room and put it on, then come back, and I'll take some pictures of it.
Let's check into the hotel.
Okay. Hello, room clerk. My name is Harry Crosby, and this is my bride.
Oh, he's lovely.
Yes, we were just married.
So I noticed the bride still has track shoes on.
Hey, look, this isn't helping any, Bing. I'm not learning anything more about marriage.
I tell you what, let's do. We'll start the whole thing over, and inasmuch as I'm going to see to it that you wind up as a groom this year, you'll be the husband, and I'll be the wife.
All right. Here, you put on this veil.
Carpenter, reset the scene.
And so, Jimmy married Harriet.
I'm so happy, sweetheart. I'm scared to death. Stop wiping your nose with your veil, sweetheart.
Sorry. Come on, Jimmy. Let's jump on the train.
And so the little bride carried her struggling husband aboard the train to Buffalo, New York.
We took a milk train this time.
Boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Oh, stop crying. I'm the bride. Come on, let's check in the hotel.
Well, st-
stop dragging me.
Well, 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 newlyweds.
Yes, yes. I'm Mr. Stewart, and this is my bride, Miss Harriet Crosby.
Darling, we're married now.
Oh, pardon me. Oh, Mrs. Harriet Crosby.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
We like an outside.
With lemon.
We'd like an outside room so we can take snapshots.
Now, just a minute. Weren't you two here before?
Yes, but I was the bride then.
Well, let's try this whole thing once again, and I'll be the bride.
Not very enlightening. It still doesn't sway me. I'm going to stay single.
Now, don't be too sure. Your spikes may fail you. You're liable to run into a gal who's got track shoes on herself.
Well, if I do, I'll resort to my ace in the hole.
Oh, you're holding out on me?
Yeah. Yeah, when I was in the Army, I learned the best defense is an offense.
What have you got?
Surefire offense. I sing.
Your singing is an offense?
When I sing, it's as offensive as you can get.
Well, what song do you do? Something romantic, I trust.
No. I've got a special number that frightened women so much that they never come near me again. It's a sort of a vocal DDT.
Don't get any on me, Jimmy, but let's hear it, huh?
Now, I'm a wolf of Wolf Creek Pass. I'm just as smooth as silk and just as sharp as glass. I got a Cadillac coupe with a built-in bar, a 40-tube radio equipped with radar. The upholstery is made of nylon and the top is silk. You press a button on the dashboard and out pops malted milk. Ow! Ow! I'm the only guy who really cooks with gas. Just call me the Wolf of Wolf Creek Pass. Now I'm a wolf. You can't deny I'm just as slick as a weasel and just as sly. I got a voice like Sinatra, but there's much more appeal. When I sing, they scream, not squeal. Now, I'm sick of all this raving about the voice, when there's no doubt that I'm the lady's choice. Ow! Ow! I'm the only guy who really cooks with gas. Just call me the Wolf Creek Pass. Now, I'm a wolf, but I got charm. When I start to burn, I'm a full arm. I'm tall like Gary Cooper, and I got muscles to boot. I even look like Walter Pidgeon on a $13 suit. I got a call from Ingrid Bergman, and that's true, I swear. Can I help it if I'm so handsome and debonair? Ow! Ow! I'm the only guy who really cooks with gas. Just call me the Wolf of Wolf Creek Pass. Now I'm the wolf of world renown, and I'll be the best if the best comes round. I got a brand new whistle that's guaranteed to make the gals come running in a small stampede. Now, if you'll listen very closely, you'll see how they fall. It's a combination whistle with a real wolf call. Ow! 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 I'm the only guy who really cooks with gas. On all four burners, just call me the Wolf of Wolf Creek Pass.
Really great.
Really great. They ought to work out fine, too, because once the girls get to thinking you're a wolf, they'll run for cover every time.
I certainly hope so, Bing. Just those few minutes we spent at Niagara Falls made a wreck out of me, you know?
I still think you ought to get married, Jim.
Well, if I do, Bing, I'll have it transcribed for release at my convenience.
Well, when you pick the girl and the date, Jimmy, give me a call, will you? Because I'm doing a little outside singing these days. I'm available for weddings, barbershop quartets, barbecues, and bar mitzvahs.
And, Jimmy, be sure and let me know if you're going to take the big step.
What for, Ken?
Well, I want to send you a wedding present, a nice Philco console.
Oh, for free?
Certainly.
Oh, this man gives things away.
Bing, Philco's giving everybody a bonus these days. Plenty of record storage space in those new Philco consoles. And you're really in the business for easy listening anytime you stack a pile of records on Philco's super smooth automatic changer. These slick Philco radio phonographs give you the works for jiving, dancing, or long hair sessions. A solid half hour to clip. And thanks to the research program of the Philco Laboratories, you're as good as right there under the bandstand or down front in the concert hall without budging from your chair. You get brilliant on-the-spot performance, tone that sends you out of this world. And you can kiss the noise goodbye with Philco's sensational electronic scratch eliminator. No hiss, no screech, no scratch. It automatically tunes out surface noise and needle scratch, leaving you the music against the background of blissful silence. Philco research is like that. Always out front for easier listening at the lowest possible cost to you. And it all pays off in more for your money, the top radio value at every price, from the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, famous for quality the world over.
From The Road to Rio, a Paramount picture which features an old aunt of mine, we bring you now the ballad. Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad. But beautiful. Beautiful to take a chance. And if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is cheerful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful, I know. Thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go, and that would be but beautiful. That about wraps it up for Cissoir, but I want to say it's been jolly. Many thanks to Jimmy Stewart for coming over tonight. She was stubborn but charming.
Oh, Bing, I'm sorry if I was stubborn, but you know the old saying, once bitten, twice shy.
Jimmy, you've been married before?
Oh, gosh, no, nothing like that. But you see, Bing, I proposed to a girl and she turned me down.
Turned you down?
Yeah, broke my heart.
Oh, I didn't know that, Jimmy. I'm sorry. When did this girl spurn you?
I was in the fourth grade.
Fourth grade? Oh, well, Jim, you should have pulled out of that by now. She was just a kid.
A kid, nothing. She was in the eighth grade.
Oh. One of those older girls. Well, no matter what happens, Jim, good luck.
Thanks, Bing. Thanks very much. Say, who's your guest next week?
Miss Margaret O'Brien.
Margaret O'Brien? Mm-hmm. Say, she's real cute.
Yeah, she sure is. We're going to do a big St. Patrick's Day program.
I'm sure and catch it. Good night, Bing.
Good night, Jimmy. Good night, folks, and thank you very much.
Was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Margaret O'Brien. And keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.